You know, I wanted to not only thank you for the opportunity to talk today, but commend you if you're sitting in this room in survival mode on these markets. I played rugby for about 20 years, and I felt that I've been punched more in the face by the cottonseed market the last two or three years than I ever did in my rugby career. So I commend you for even survival mode the last 3 years. A little bit about what Lansing Trade Group, the entity that I come from, we are a trading company. We do about 500,000 tons of cottonseed a year. I am a trader. We take positions, either we're long or short. And again, I commend you because I do this full time and you have a lot of different responsibilities other than just trading cottonseed. But I guess I'm here to challenge you. I'm the one here to challenge you in my 20-year career. You know, last 3 years, we've seen a lot of changes through these presentations that I've been to the last couple of days. Oil mill consolidation, gins going under, acreage declines, companies like myself backing off on trading cottonseed. But the thing that I've noticed on a daily basis is that gins, in a general sense, have not changed their way of doing business. It's in some cases, doing the same things they've done 20 years. And I would just challenge you, respectfully, to look at how you're doing your business. And really based on two big reasons that have changed the last 3 years. And I get my data, and I could be challenged on this and some of my bigger gin customers, but now 15 to 20% of your gross revenue on that bale of cotton is cottonseed. That's huge. That is too big to ignore. And probably more than anything is the market volatility. Cottonseed moves in more than $100 per ton a year. More than that oftentimes. For example, Memphis 5-6 months ago, the Memphis gin run market was 160. The spot market now is $230 a ton. That's $70 a ton. We got 8 months to go in our marketing year. Can you imagine if you're a 30,000, I don't know if I was gonna say 50, but there's not too many, much of those around, 30,000 bale gin, which is roughly 10,000 tons of cottonseed. If you increased your marketing to capture an extra $10 a ton, that's $100,000. If you did a better job by $20 a ton, that's big money. So that's the reason I think that we, both you and I, have to the challenges of looking in our business. A couple suggestions on what I do, and again, I want to reiterate, I merchandise cottonseed to the dairies, but I'll be the first one to admit we need both groups. Out of the 4.2, the crushing industry and the dairy market, out of the 4.2 million tons that we're going to be producing this year, 2.1 to 2.3 is going to be crushed. The rest is going to be fed domestically. 200 to 300,000 are going to go to export to Mexico or containers to the Far East. We need to support both entities. And in fact, I'll tell you, the past year, with all the problems in the dairy market, I guarantee you, Planters, Pico, Southern, Delta Oil, you're going to get paid for your money. Those are some of the struggles that I'm going through on our end. The first suggestion is that I see, don't be afraid to formulate an opinion on the market, but base that opinion on facts. If seed is going to go to $300, please tell me why it's going to go to $300. Because when you're sitting on a full house of seed in June, and hey, I've been the last guy at the top ringing the bell before, it's no fun. At least know why it's going to go to $300. And secondly, be willing to change your opinion. 6 months ago, I would have told you cottonseed in the Memphis area was going to go to 120. But 30 inches of rain in 5 weeks and 30% decrease in production, and dairy's calling you every day because milk prices are getting better and the crush margin's being unbought, you change your opinion pretty quickly. Second suggestion I would say is, if you don't have time, hook up with somebody else who has a successful track record, whether it be an oil mill, a successful broker, a successful company who's been around several years. Those guys are doing it full time. It's all right to adopt somebody else's opinion. I do it full time and I ask other people's opinion all the time. Third suggestion, which this is kind of a pet peeve of mine, know the nearby market on a weekly basis. I think cottonseed, in no disrespect, deserves more than meeting once a month in a board director's meeting to determine when and why you're going to sell your cottonseed. If you know the weekly, if you know the market on a weekly basis, then you probably know the changes that occur on a weekly basis, because the market changes every day, every month, every year. If you know the market on a weekly basis, then you're probably going to know what the deferred market is. And there's several resources out there. Cottonseed Digest, the NCPA has a great website. I would even suggest the National Cotton Council to put something on there for cottonseed trends and prices. There are a lot of printed resources. Brokers, merchandisers, oil mills, as much information that you can get, the more that you can form an opinion. Now, this is really a pet peeve of mine, is ask questions. You know, I talk to probably on a daily basis 40 to 50 gins a day, and nobody ever asked me a question. Here's my price, what's your bid, goodbye. I mean, ask questions. For example, are dairy inclusion rates going up or down from last month? In a market like California, where we have, what, 1.7, 1.9 million cows, if those cows include their feeding rates, 3 pounds a cow starting next month, that's a huge amount of cottonseed that's going to change the supply and demand situation. What are crush margins doing? Going forward, what percentage of demand is covered? If we have a short crop and the dairies are 80% unbought and the crusher needs to buy seed, guess where we're going? If the gins are unsold and milk goes down to 12 bucks, and the soy complex goes down, we're probably going the other way. Fourthly, counterparty risk. This is huge. Again, you probably don't have that to worry too much about with the oil mills, but are dairies profitable again? Not only do you have market risk, you have counterparty risk. You have accounts receivable risk. Fifthly, know who you're, and this is a big one, know who you're doing business with. It's easy. There's some resources out there, again, on the internet, done in Bradstreet. But for every ton of cottonseed that you sell, that can be wiped out on an accounts receivable issue or a contract equity problem. I'm just saying the other part of the risk that you folks have to deal with, there are some references out there. Suggestion six, keep historical data. That history is changing now with the cotton acres declining, but track prices in a notebook on a weekly or daily basis. I think you'll notice trends. I mean, the old trend used to be cotton seed would reach its highs in July, go down to meet fall, go up, dip a little bit in January, February, and go back up again. I think you'll find trends by just tracking some of these prices in your local markets. And I think it was brought up earlier, at the gin level, as many options as you can to develop liquidity, do so. I mean, if you are a gin within 80 miles from Savannah and Norfolk, look at changing your gin to have the ability to load containers or vans. If you're close to a rail hub, look at possibly working with one of the rail merchandisers. I mean, the perfect scenario would be if you're a gin next to the river, next to an oil mill, next to a rail hub, because we're all going to be competing for your seed. Prevent as many options as you can at the gin level, because these markets all trade at different prices, and you need to know what your seed is worth. In conclusion, you know, somebody in an entity outside my company asked me last week, is, well, why would you go to a conference of ginners and tell them how to market seed better? Well, the answer is simply this. Whether you're a good oil mill or a good merchandising company, you're probably in for long-term partners and relationships and not transactional customers. And if you folks are healthy, then I'm healthy. Thank you.